We know that there's a concept in the Torah, Chazal, Mahu Afata, that we try to emulate the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachum, so we should be a Rachum. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Chanun, we should be a Chanun. We follow the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I'd like to develop an idea from this week's Parsha in another application of how we should follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the following. The Torah says, V'asuli mikdash v'shachati b'socham. This is the mitzvah of building a mikdash, building a mishkan. V'asuli mikdash v'shachati b'socham. So the Abar Benel says the following on the next page, and this is quoted in the Sefer Nachalei Dvash. He says, "V'nei hisbar shehoisa kavanosu yisbarach v'maisa mishkan v'kelov kidei shetidabeg me'amtzos kedushosu v'achanosu hashchina alokis b'kerv Yisrael v'lo yimne'ena roha eretz hamidbar b'chisus mechozo." There's the point of a Mishkan is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world and he didn't leave it. Because there's a notion that even people who believe in God don't believe in hashkacha u'yidiyah. They believe maybe that God created the world, but they don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on and is constantly involved in the everyday happenings of the world. So the point of the Mishkan is to show that what? V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world. It's not just something he created and left. And so I'd like to develop that idea. And the idea that we're going to develop based on that is that human beings also have to have that midah of involvement. In other words, a lot of times they're individuals who are like aloof. You know, they're ivory tower. They're not involved. They're maybe great in whatever field they are, but they're not involved in the daily happenings of people, even sometimes their own family members, sometimes even their own kids. They're you know, aloof. You know, and that, you know, I think is the midah that the Torah is teaching us that we shouldn't have. That we should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, but not only the creator, one who is involved in the everyday activities, and even what one might call minutia, something that's, you know, details, very minute details. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, and perhaps that's a charge for human beings as well, Mahu Afata, to follow his lead. Meaning, not Chas V'Sholom to be a Yenta and to be involved in things that you're not supposed to be involved in, but I'm talking about things that are within your domain to be involved with. If you're, Bez Hashem, you'll be a parent, if you'll be a Rebbe, or you'll be a Rav, or whatever you're going to be, that has that dimension of involvement in other people's lives. So we learn from the charge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can't just be this type of person who's this absent-minded professor type who's just sitting there in an ivory tower and has no idea of what's going on and what the needs of the people are and what the concerns are. And this is in many areas of life. Sometimes you can have a parent who's totally, you know, maybe a well-meaning person, but like totally out of reality of what, you know, the child needs or what the child is about. You can have a Rebbe who sometimes may be a big Talmud Chacham, but doesn't understand the Talmud of what who he is and what his needs are. And I think the Musar here is also Limikdash, that the Barbanel says that we should learn from. The Barbanel says the point of a Mishkan is that we should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in everyday lives, not that he just created the world and left it. And the Alshech, Nachman Dvash quotes the Alshech on the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk says, we know this from Halal, Ram al kol goyim Hashem al Hashemayim kivodo. Mika Hashem alokeinu ha-magbihi lo-shoves ha-mashpili l'ros ba-shamayim v'oretz. Mikimi me-ofar dol me-ashpos yorim evyon lo-shivim vivim me-morom o-shevki ha-sabayis ha-morom sivayich ha-luka. So the Alshech writes, on page 5, that this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this hashkocha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here, look on the right side. Rabbi Kol Goyim, Ki Yiramu Atzolak Hashkochosu Miolam Al Galgal Mashofel Yalo Shemayim Kvodo Velo B'Shemayim. Whereas there are the people that think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Shemayim, he's somewhere far away, and he doesn't know what's going on here. V'Yitochem Shlo Omar B'Chol Olam Ki Imi Mizrach Shem Hashan Bevaro Shal Yidei Zrichas Hashem Zubo Hiker Avram Ezboro. And then he continues, and he says on the bottom of page 5, on the left side, V'nir raya ki gam ala aris hashkachson, shrei mechadish kiddush mechomer ba'olam hazeh, next page, hu ki moshiv akeres habayis eim abonim, hu b'sum lev al minas akeres. What is akeres habayis? What is this? So the Alshech wants to say on the fourth line, it's talking about Sarah Imenu. It's talking about, because we know that Sarah was an Akara, right? She was not able to have children originally. Vati Sarai Akara. Amar Rabba Rachor Sarah Haisa Islandis. She was an islandess. Shenema Vati Sarah Akara Elo Vlad. A field base Vlad Elo. I mean, she didn't even have a uterus. But she didn't have even the physical bodily parts that could have a fetus. Ela valad, ela beis valad. She didn't even have a uterus. So how is she going to have a kid? Hidei, kara es ha'em shebo notzar vlad beis vlad. B'zeh efshalom lomar shezeh rotzo ha'kosuv ba'omro akeres ha'bayis mishu akeres shel ha'bayis ha'yadu l'anoshim who based Vlad. There was a Keres Habayis. A Keres Habayis means she didn't have a base Vlad. She was a Keres Habayis. Shagam ze ein la kisara imenu v'dom alav v'hu yizbarach osa osa eim abonim smecha. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take such a person and change the reality and give that person a child. Okay, Laman Yischak and Levanosh Tomin Mash Chasar Prosis Olam Hashofel. So, and this is the raya. In other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Magbi. He's high up there. Hamagbi Lo Shavus, but still, he's not like one of those people who's in a high position and he's so high and aloof and he's not holding in anyone's needs. But Mashpili Leros, he'll look into the world in every single detail, even into a woman's body that's lacking a uterus, that she's a keres habayis, she doesn't have a base of blood, and he'll take interest to make her an eim habanim, to make her a individual who can have children. And that's what, as the Sefer Nachlei Dvash points out, that is the idea of what That is the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah. The Gemara in Megillah has a famous statement, those that say V'yitein Lecha on Motzei Shabbos say it. Those that don't say it, but if should be encouraged to say V'yitein Lecha. We've discussed that in the past. So the Gemara says it's Megillah Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph on page 9. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Mokom Shata Motze Givu Rosal Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Ata Motze An Vesanuso. In other words, whenever the Torah speaks about the greatness of Hashem, it also speaks about His anivus. And it says that's in, you find that in Torah, in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It says Hashem Elokeichem Elokei Elokim, and then right away it says that he takes interest in the Yosom ve'almana. In Nevi'im it says, Ram v'nisa, shochenad. And then right after it says, Vestakal shoruch, he takes care of the downtrodden. B'shulash b'chsuvim, solo l'rochav, he's high up in the sky. But then it says, Avi yisomim v'dayan almanos. So the Rebbe Rav Elimelech of Lezhensk, the Noam Elimelech, says Pshat in he says like this on page 10. So what does it mean? Pashut Pshat means that you have three illustrations in Tanakh, one in Torah, one in Vim Uksuvim, where it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. And right after that, it speaks about how he is an onav and he deals with the yisomim. So he just explains like this: Zel mata elokim biyodo the amr chazal kol mokum shatam motzei gedoloso shalakadosh baruch hu shamba tamosei anvesanuso. Perish the aminim omri machmas Hashem is baruch hu gadol. In other words, what it means is that the minim, the heretics, say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great, he's so high in the sky. So Einu Mashkiach Chalila V'Tachtonim, that he doesn't take interest in the lowly earth. Chen Amru Chazal B'Mokom Shatot Motze Gedol Oso. So he says a deeper words. Means that when do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless? We see his godless when he does these miracles and things like that. And Meis Nigla, Meis Nister. So he says, at that point, when we see his godless, that's when we see his anivus. Because his godless is in a realm of showing that he's caring for the needs of the people, and he's not aloof, and he's understanding. So, b'malkum sha'atzo motzei gedulaso. When we see the Gdula, when we see the Nifim Vos, right over there, we see Anvas Anuso. Because the Anvas Anuso means that even though he's so great, he still has concern and hashkacha on the people of the earth. And that, in the Sefer Dudoim Basada, who was a Talmud of the Noam Elimelech, and the Sefer Nachlein Dvash brings this as well, on the third column, he gives pshat. Al pizeh nira lefarish, we know, we say in Kedusha, mishar sov sho'alim zeh la'zeh, ayei mekom kvodo. So what's the pshat? Shemati ha-perish ayim mokom v'rtzolomer kol mokom hu kvodo yisparach nirul yilhosev shenirmaz kan raya lezeh shegam b'olam hazeh hu kvodo yisparach dimokim rakav shemayim mashkocho ha-be'emes kam shamein kvodo ayim mokom kvodo v'rtzolomer eizem mokom timtzo b'chol ha-olmos yiyel fi kvodo v'tzorach lomar shu emes chasto v'amenu and the sanuso in kein echil by mekomas klal af bol of a shuffle mashkiach vodo mole yolam. He says like this, whereas was these meanim, these heretics say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only in Mishamayim, only in Mishamayim, he doesn't care about the land. But we say back to the heretics, ayay mekom kvodo, meaning even in Shamayim that's not lefi kvodo, he's much greater than Shamayim. So you taina that in Shamayim he'll look after, but in our it's not. I am come go. Where is there a place that's really coveted for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's no place that really meets his stature. And yet he's mashkiach and shamayim. So then there's no difference between shamayim and aretz, because I am come. Where is there a place that's really that's really befitting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No place. And yet he's still, even though he's greater than the whole world, yet he never says, I'm too great to be here. Even though Lefi, his stature, he is too great, but that never let him stay in the place. And that's what it says. But welcome Shato Motse Guduloso, Shalakarish Barhu, Shamata Motse and Visanuso. And the Potikarov in the Sefer Beis Aaron, based on this idea, gives another shot. We just recently spoke about in Parshas Yisro, the famous Rashi, Vayishma Yisro, Mashmu Hashama Uba, right? What did he hear? So Rashi says, Kriyas Yamsuf U'Milchemes Amolek. So he quotes the Patek Rav from the Pasuk in Tehillim. And you'll see it's in the Sefer Beis Aaron here. And he gives pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem B'Tzion Godol, the Ram Hu Al Kol Ha'amim. So what does that mean? What's the difference between Godol and Ram? So he quotes from Rav Mordechai Benet. Take a look. He quotes from Rav Mordechai Benet on page 16. Rav Mordechai Benet was one of the great Gedolei Achronim. He says Ram means exalted, high up. Like you see, the moon is high up, right? Godol means something that starts from the bottom, and like a tall building is Godol. Something that's high up, not necessarily coming from downward upward, it's just high up there, that's Ram. That's Ram. So Chiluk be Godol Ram, ki Godol hu dover sha'omed lemata, hu magia ad lemala. The Ram who dover shenimtza rak lamala v'lo lamata. So that's the pshat. Hashem b'tzion godol. For Klal Yisrael, we believe that Hashem is godol, meaning even though he is in Shemayim, but he starts out in the arts. In other words, he's not just aloof. The Amim believed, yeah, he's up there in the heavens. He's somewhere distant, far. He's Ram. So that's what it means. Hashem Godol, Hashem B'tzion Godol, but Ramhu Al Kol Ha'amin. For Klal Yisrael, we view him as a Godol because we believe in his involvement and that he's not aloof. The Goyim think that he's Meromam but not aloof. And that's how he goes on and explains that one of the Animamins is on the first, second line in the fourth column, right? Hashem Yisbarach Baras Ha'olam, and then the second thing is that he is Manig Mashkiach, that he's totally involved. So those are the first two animamins. So Kriyas Yamsuf perhaps is the idea that he created the world, because you see that he can split. But Melchemes HaMolek is that he's involved in the Teva Ha'olam. In the Stam Milchama, he's involved. So not only he's Borei Olam, but he's also Manig Olam, meaning he's Godol, he's not Rab. The Goyim say that he's only Rab. We believe that he's Godol. And that's what the Meiri quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem, page 18, Hashem Adonainu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Arts. So the Meiri explains that even though your glory is in Shemayim, but Adir Shimcha B'chol Arts, that your majesty is seen in the whole land, because we believe in the Hashkachas Hashem, and that's Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. And that's the Meiri says again on page 20. That's the whole, the Meiri writes on page 20, that's the whole reason why we have the story of Bilam. Why do we have the story of Bilam in the Torah? Who cares, the Nevuah of Bilam? The whole story of Bilam is to show Hashkachas Hashem. And Rabbi Moshe Shapiro explained the Pshat, you know, that Hashem, how he stopped Bilam, how he brought a Malach, all these things. And Eov, the whole story of Eov also, is the Meiri writes in the Sefer Sheva Gaon, is to show Hashkachas Hashem. And there's a pshat I saw many years ago in the Gemara in Megillah. We know the Gemara in Megillah says that in the time of Talmai HaMelech, they put 72 Zkenim in different rooms and they to translate the Torah. And they also all translated Bereishis Bara Elokim, and they all wrote it Elokim Bara Bereishis. So why did they change? What were they trying to accomplish by changing from Bereishis Bara Elokim to Elokim Bara Bereishis? So the Ian Yaakov says on the next page, because the Goyim, they believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe created the world. Today, there are people who don't even believe that, but even those that believed it, right? But they believe also that he left the world. So if you have Bereishis Bara Elokim, they were afraid. You know what the Goyim would say? Bereishis is the first word of the Torah, so that must be God's name, Bereishis. And Bara Elokim means after he created the world, he made other forces. Chas v'shalom to say this, but that's what somebody, that's what the Chachamim were afraid that the Goyim would say. So if you have it, Bereishis Bara Elokim, so they would think that Bereishis is God's name. And he created other forces called Elokim, and they're really running the world. And what's the Raya? The Raya is because all throughout Chumash, what does it say? Elokim, Elokim, Elokim. You never hear from Bereishis. Bereishis never comes up anymore. So what do they say to Pshat? Because he left, and he created Elokim. So that's why they were afraid of that. So therefore, what do? They changed it to Elokim Bara Bereishis, and this way, in other words, no one will think that Bereishis is a god anymore because he's not mentioned first. So Elokim is created at the beginning, and that was the motivation to lafuke this idea. So, but if you have Bereishis Bara Elokim, Avol im nichtav Elokim Bara Bereishis Elokim Tzarech Lomash Bereishis Hu Apoel L'chol Abrios Kol Torah Kol Amitzir Shem Tzivoy Vasi Ode Bereishis Avad Eshu Shem Dover Levad. But the truth of the matter is, it's not Bereishis, it's not Shem Hashem, etc. But that idea was part of their motivation, as the Ian Yaakov writes. The Vayle Tos Haminim Hu Lefi Shem Omrin Shaboris Baruch Hafiru Musu B'Chashivuso Einu Mashkiach Ba'olam HaShofel Rach Moser Olam Yad Sarim Shal Malam Kein Yomer Bereishis Hu Elokim Hu Abore Mitoch HaRamusu B'Chashivuso Bara Od Elokim Kach B'Chol HaBrios Maske Shem Elokim, Talarotzo Latriach So that you wouldn't have thought that if Bereishis wouldn't have come first, but of course we know that that Bereishis Bar Elokim just means Betchila, and it doesn't mean that. But that's the Yisod that the Barbanel says that the Mishkan is Vasumi Mikdash, and you want to see in the Sefer Nachlei Dvash brings down a lot of these Makoros. But the point being that I think is important for us to learn, besides our belief in God, and we should realize that He understands and knows and cares about us, but we should take that Mida wherever it's applicable in our lives. In other words, if we're, Be'ez Hashem, you'll be parents, or if you're a Rebbe, or if you're a Shul Rabbi, or whatever your domain is going to be, you should never be like those people who are aloof and not, you know, ivory tower and not in tune with the needs of the people and the needs of the, whether the people means your own wife, whether it means your children, whether it means your students, whether it means your congregants, whoever, whatever turns your way, you shouldn't be those people. And there are so many of those people in this world that are totally, they're not bad people, they're just not in tune. They're aloof, they're not involved in understanding of the needs of the people, what they are, who they are, what should be done for them. And that's, we're not God, so we can't do it like He could do it. But whatever way that we could be involved in, you know, not to overstep our bounds, but whatever our domain in life will be, that we should take this lesson from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's Magbihi, He might be very high, but He's Mashpili Liros, to see even into the body of the woman, to see that there's no base havlad there, that she shouldn't really, al pi teva, have a kid, Sara Imenu becomes what? Eim habonim smecha. And that's the message of Asul Mikdash v'sarchanti b'socham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, constantly involved, knowing exactly every detail, every minutia, as we would say, of, as the Medrash says, every blade of grass that grows comes from Hashkachas Hashem, and for whatever degree we can have an involvement in our domain, or whatever life allots us to have a domain of our involvement, we should take the lead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vasuli Mikdash, V'Shachalti B'Sofa.